Welcome to Joshua Generation Online Radio Podcast, coming to you from the city of Abuja. Good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shegun.
Thank you so much. Good morning, viewers and listeners. This is JGIYC Online Radio. Today, in our studio with us is General Manager, ACNN TV, Communication Officer, Church of Nigeria, in person of Mr. Akintunde Korede.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. We welcome the listeners online and those who are also watching.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
So today we'll be talking about Joshua Generation 2024.
Yeah.
This is a widespread anticipated program because so far so good from 2021 to this point.
Yeah.
It has really revitalized our youth.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about it is it has gone beyond just the Anglican Church.
Of course.
It is all-encompassing. It calls the entire young persons within the borders of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And even new souls to be brought into Christ.
Mm.
So something just came up from the blues, knowing that the time is near.
Mm.
And because of unforeseen circumstances, the time has been shifted.
Yeah.
So we'd just like you to say a couple of things to us concerning this.
Yeah, thank you, Shegun. Joshua Generation is a program born out of the heart of the primate of the Church of Nigeria, Anglican Communion, but not just necessary for the Anglican Communion. It's something that born out of a passion for young people. The primate wants to see a situation where Christian young people are taking up the mountains of influence across Nigeria and across Africa, across the world, because where you have unbelievers and co running these mountains, it's not just prayers that can bring them down. Prayers alone can do that. So we need actions, deliberate actions, to begin to grow mindsets that we take up this mountain for God. And so that's one of those things that brought about Joshua Generation. And this is the fourth edition, the first one held in 2021. That was a mind-blowing one. I mean, it was a conference that was set for 18,000 attendees, but we had over 20,000 who came right to University of Nigeria in Nsukka that year. And it was something very great. And so that has put it on the mind of everybody every year. Joshua Generation now is an household name, far as I can know. 2022, we had it in Abuja at the National Stadium, and also last year at the National Stadium. So this year will also be happening at the National Stadium. Something just came up of recent where there is an international qualifier match which involves FIFA and CAF and the Olympic Committee. The match was fixed for 5th of April, and of course such international match, there will be a day of arrival for each team, Nigeria and South Africa, from what I learned. And so it became obvious that the stadium won't be available for that week. And NFF tried to explain to us that it's something that was beyond them, because this is an international game. And so, of course, you know, the primary use of the stadium is for such things. So, so there were calls to say, oh, maybe we cancel this year. But of course, when the visionary is in charge and driving what is going on, so the primate said, well, that's not a problem. We move it by 1 week. He approved the recommendation of moving it by 1 week so that we can have the use of the stadium facility for all that we are going to be doing. And I think from feedback, it has been a blessing for some people. Some have said, oh, with this, I've already taken permission leave. So it's something that we know it may affect both positively and negatively. Some people have already booked their flight, which they need to possibly start rescheduling and some other things. So Joshua Generation this year is still holding as planned, but will now be holding at from the 8th of April to 13th. We are meant to start on Monday evening. Now, the beauty for this year is that the Monday evening will be full of activities too. So there's going to be a movie that will be shown, and then there will be high praise and prayers on Monday evening. So it's not a day to miss, especially for those who travel on Mondays. It's for you to try and make it down to Abuja as early as possible. And registration is still ongoing. At www.jgiyc.com, just register. Number one, feeding is free. Because I've had some people say, how much do I register? Registration is free.
Okay.
The feeding is free.
Okay.
Internal transport within the hostels where we are going to be lodging people and to the venue is also free. And then, of course, hostel accommodation. Let me make that clear. There's a difference between hotel accommodation and hostel accommodation. Hotel accommodation is not free. If you want hotel accommodation, the accommodation team will give you various costs depending on your pocket. But the primate has graciously provided space for young people who are okay with just having where to lay their head and get back to the stadium for the encounter with God. So it's a free hostel accommodation. And the feeding is free for everybody. So that's that. And this year is loaded. This is an international conference. And so we're also having international speakers. We are having Nigerian speakers who will be coming. You know, it's a delight to always have someone like Brock Billy Akoni to come and preach. I mean, when you sit down and listen to those kind of people who have gone through it all, I mean, that's the plan. Let people who have gone through it all be able to nurture the next and the current generation. So when you have that, you have deliverance sessions, you have someone like Bishop Foreman coming. I mean, it's not something that you want to miss at any point in time. You have Mr. Kevin Annan from Ghana. I've been under that man's ministration. It's so powerful. And so it's something that I think that everyone should look up to. And this year's theme, which is my identity in Christ, is so important. Because quite a lot of people don't even know who they are. Yeah. In Abuja, if some people had car crash, small, you start hearing, do you know who I am?
That's true.
Yes, and then by the time everybody analyzes who they are, somebody will possibly see that is a nobody. So, knowing your identity in Christ, knowing who you are, actually should give you a boldness to something. I mean,
true.
You hear someone say, I sleep and I see some people pressing me in my neck and all those things. It is because possibly you don't know who you are. So it's a conference that nobody should. And for me, if you see the trajectory of Joshua generation
from the beginning,
it's targeted towards the youth. We started with living with a purpose.
Yes.
So that you don't just live anyhow, living with a purpose. And in fact, anytime I go back and watch the team expositor, Brock Billy Akoni of that, it's mind-blowing.
Yes.
I encourage people to go on the Joshua Generation YouTube page and go and watch those presentations again. And then following year, we were to manifest the manifestation of the sons of God. And then last year, we have understanding the time. So, and each year has always make those who are participating fully in that conference to know that this is something that is targeted towards them. I was just joking with someone. I said, who knew that the economy will get bad like this when the primate gave us the team last year? That is what God is laying upon us, understanding the time. Understanding the time. Now the time. This is the time, and it's possibly not too good for some people who have not taken home something from last year. So it's a serious conference. It's not a conference where you come and roam about. It's a conference where you should sit down and understand what you are doing. So this year, identity, your identity in Christ, and I know that. When you understand your identity in what you know. You know, it's just like an army man, a soldier, who owe a civilian just see and then slap you. And then you are looking at you. There's nothing I can do. It's because he has not understand his identity.
Yes, that's true.
So when you understand your identity, you function in that space of your identity. The unharmed person who is kitted, who is in, you don't do anyhow. You don't do anyhow, because if you do anyhow, you see anyhow.
Yes, you truly will see anyhow.
You see anyhow. So yeah. it's not for the it's not for anybody to just say, I'm a Christian. Who are you? What's your identity? Who born you? Who born you? Who is with you? Who is? So, and you know, when Bible say, when some people understand that those who are with me
are greater
than those who are. So, it is the fact that that person understood his identity. He said, okay, those who are with us are greater than this multitude. But you know, for somebody who doesn't know, we begin to think maybe his Oga is
usually I say in that story that that servant of Elisha, when the people came, he was like, Oga, they have come to take you. His Oga was speaking, he said, it's you they will carry.
I was just imagining if someone who doesn't understand his identity will be looking at his Oga and say, I don't know, this Oga doesn't drink kai kai before. Well, it's like this morning, he has taken overdose.
True.
You are just, how many of you? And then you are seeing multitude coming, and somebody is telling you that those who are with us. It's about understanding your identity. So it's a conference to attend. And let me also share with you that Joshua Generation is not just about the conference. Because some people have felt, is it just gathering people every year? No. That's not Joshua Generation. Joshua Generation is a system that is built to energize you spiritually and then also puts you on a physical thing that can push you forward. So that's why in 2022, the primate set up some follow-up team to follow up people. That's where we had the football team.
Awesome.
That's where we had the movie team.
Awesome.
That's where we had the music team. That's where we had the study overseas team. That's where we have the agriculture team and entrepreneurship. So all those things are coming up this year. The primate has told us since last year, we're focusing on digital economy. So it's a loaded conference backed up with physical trainings, physical empowerment of young people. So, last year, over 70 people were trained on how to produce movie in both areas of movie production, script writing, directing, and all those things. And most of them now are doing something very tangible in the field. Currently now, the Church of Nigeria has set up a football team. In fact, they are in the camp now.
Awesome.
And in fact, possibly during the conference, they will be playing one of the national team. I think there's still a conversation going on, so I don't want to open that for now until it is certain. But they are currently having that, and they've been going to different states to play. And so from there, we are going to be bringing out footballers who will go into Premier League, Serie A, and all those things, and be a voice for God. And not just go there just to earn money, and be a voice for God. You already have those who are in movie team. The music academy is starting, I think, possibly by next week or so. They'll be gathering in Abuja for a 3 weeks training. So people are being trained in their area, things that they would have paid for. Can you imagine the movie training? Each candidate at the school that the Church of Nigeria partner with, that Joshua Generation partner with, each student are supposed to be paying about 300,000 or so. And it came out free.
Awesome.
For all those, the church paid for it. So this is what Joshua Generation is doing. And this is also how we are not just gathering people for conference. The conference is to take care of the spiritual angle of these things. Because you can't go and take up mountain without wearing your armor. So this is what is being done. And it's just very impressive that now, what we are asking people to do, especially those who have the money, those who have it, let your resources bring out a generation that will take charge of these mountains. Because if we don't take charge, those people who are there now are running it with the backing of wherever they have come from.
True.
And so we need to invest. This is the future of the country. This is the future of the church. Other denominations are buying into these ideas now. The Church of Nigeria has started something very big. I don't know of any other church that brings youth together at this capacity. 30,000 youths, 25,000 youths, and feed them for free for 1 week.
And it's open to everybody.
And it's open to everybody.
Yeah,
last year, we had over 3,000 people who are non-Anglicans attending that conference.
Wow.
Already this year, we have gotten up to that too. Close to that have registered and will be attending. So, and well, there are some people say, oh, the transportation to come to Abuja is high. And what I tell people is that last year was understanding the time. Maybe you did not grab something
when you came.
You should have known that.
Yeah.
Because just like the men of Issachar, they understood the time.
Yes.
And so, and for me, there is no amount of money that should get you to where you get to understand your true identity. These days, people are doing DNA tests and all those things just to know their true identity. So this one, the only thing that it will cost is to get to Abuja. As soon as you're in Abuja from any part, just get to the stadium. You're in the hands of the church throughout that week. And so this is it. The church is spending a lot to host this conference. And so we are also working on raising support for this conference. It's not just what the church can do. Support has to come from government agencies, companies, individuals, philanthropists, who can ensure that all what the church is putting in place, especially in the area of training. I mean, just imagine the football team. What stops us from somebody saying, I will take care of all their transportations and accommodation through the year? I mean, so these are the supports we are getting. And also there is a crowdfunding platform for Joshua Generation. And you can see that on www.joshuageneration.com/donation. And where you can go online and make support to this conference, make support to this vision. You can decide to even call the Joshua Generation desk office to know areas where you can support. So the support is both to ensure that all these trainings that the church is setting out and all this capacity building that the church is doing, it is being taken up by those who can afford. There are companies that are into football. There are companies that are into movie. There are companies that... We are raising this set of people to be able to take up some of these things and so that the church can focus more on the spiritual angle of this conference.
I mean, awesome. You have really blessed us this month, and then so much elaboration has been done. And any pet on this, Judges chapter 6, Gideon was at the threshing floor when Israel was being taken hostage by the Assyrian army and the rest of that. The young man didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
He was threshing the floor.
Yeah.
And an angel came and said, "Oh, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor."
Valor.
The guy was in awe to say, who are you talking to? Does a mighty man of valor thresh the floor? But at the instance of God's appearance to him, it could show him who his true identity is. And that was how he went and he delivered his Israel. So I'm sure that a lot of people who will be coming this year, once they can come with their hearts truly open and they meet with God, they will find their true identity.
Honestly assure people that, for those who have been attending Joshua Generation does not even need this assurance. They know themselves. This is not a conference you come and you don't get something, you must catch something. And so, and this year zone, I mean, more than any other conference or any other edition of this conference, this one is very important for anybody who wants to move up in life, who wants to. It is by knowing who you are. The son of or the daughter of Dangote cannot behave like somebody who is not from his family.
True.
There's a way you stand if you are the son of a president. If anybody asks you, do you know who I am?
Yes.
I'm the son of the number one citizen of this country. You'll be talking from the point of what you know.
Yes.
Who you are. So, the fact that you are somewhere or that you are seeing yourself in an environment that does not look like the son of who you are does not mean that that is who you are. So, and until you come to understand who you are, your DNA, it might be difficult for you to step into where you are supposed to step into. If the son of a president doesn't know that he can have access to the villa or to the White House in US or to the villa in Nigeria, if they get to the gate and they say stop, he will stop now.
Yes.
And be looking. But if he knows who he is, do you know who you say should stop? You don't search the son of a president to enter the villa.
It's equivalent to the president.
It's equivalent to the president. So, it is very important that you come and be part of this conference. It's a mind-blowing one that you need to know. So, that's that.
So, at this point, I don't know, what are your final words to?
The final thing is just that everyone should get set to be in Abuja from the 8th. I know some, in fact, the way it works, some people arrive earlier. Some people arrive as early as 2 days or 3 days to that conference. And we want to ensure that that stadium is filled up. That stadium is a 60,000 capacity. So let everybody find themselves to Abuja. The Lord is waiting for them. The registration is still on. www.jgyc.com. Go there, click on the link, register, read through the website, go through the website. You also see the options of donating. Like I said, it's a conference that gobs a lot of funds because what is coming free is being paid for by some people. So there are some people who have commissioned themselves to be supporting this conference, and more are needed. As low as 5,000 naira, you can donate to support this conference. But ultimately, the attendance of people, of young people who wants to find their identity on time. It is better to know yourself before you launch into the road of life. For me, I think that's just what we have to say. So the date is now April 8th to 13th. No more April 1st to 6th as initially being advertised. And we're also working on getting this new date into every corners of the world so that everybody can know. So get your friends, get your colleagues, get your enemies here. Because the Bible admonishes us to love our enemies. So get your enemy to also come and identify his identity, his or identity. So that maybe
you stop being your enemy.
He cannot stop being your enemy. So for me, let everybody get on board. Share the links, share things that you can share to encourage people to be in Abuja that week. Let us ensure that the nations knows that some people are gathering somewhere. Joshua Generation is a big and an important conference for everybody to be there.
Thank you so much, sir. Listeners and viewers, I'm sure that you have been empowered by today's conversation about JGIYC. And we are hopeful and we are prayerful that each and every one of us will be available in this year's program and that you'll be able to find and know your identity. as we forge ahead in life. At this point, I really want to thank you so much, sir, for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. This is where we're going to call off on today's podcast. And please, this is JGIYC Online Radio. You can find us on Online Radio Box. Just type JGIYC and you'll find us there. The radio is also available on all online radio apps. Stay tuned. You can always listen to us every now and then. We're online 24 hours. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.